from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
What's up, boys? This is what I gotta say today.
Hope your Friday mornings are going great. Thanks for being with us. We've had heated debates about dream teams and Olympics and yelling about old rosters and new rosters.
We've actually not had any debate about that.
No, on our YouTube chat, people have been screaming at each other all morning long about 1992. And you don't understand! There's been a lot of that crap.
I don't understand. They played a bunch of bums. They didn't get to play a hard international schedule. I do understand that. Kevin Durant has the funniest tweet. I'm all in on Kevin Durant trolling people right now because he's wearing our jersey.
Social media, Kevin Durant is fantastic.
There's a random that quote tweeted him and said, you don't get it. This argument of greats has been existing back to MJ and Bird and being divisive. I hate to be that guy, but it only seems like it's a problem now that guys like Giannis and Jokic are getting the treatment. And Kevin Durant said, that's what y'all do. Y'all clowns use players to push these corny agendas y'all got. This is a brotherhood. You're not a part of it. It's a problem now because social media got you clowns walking around with your chest out like you mean something. Yeah. You don't.
You don't.
Your takes don't matter.
They do not matter, man. They do not matter.
It's the only time I'll support Kevin Durant trolling people.
It's sports. Let's have fun. The poll question is up. Which band / artist would you want for your favorite sports TV anthem? Your options to vote. Jelly Roll. Creed, Imagine Dragons,
Stellar List,
or Black Eyed Peas.
Running.
I think I forgot until the commercial break because we had a debate. Is it Black Eyed Peas or Black Eyed Peas?
It's Black Eyed Peas.
We had to Google it during the break. We figured it out, and I was reminiscing of all their terrible songs.
John said those are 4 terrible songs.
Just reminding myself how much I hate Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. If you play that at your wedding, I'm walking out. If that's the first song that plays, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night.
That or Michael Jackson. I am out.
I will stay for Michael Jackson. I will moonwalk before I listen to the Black Eyed Peas at a wedding. Stop playing that song at weddings, man.
Yeah, but it does kind of get you.
No, it doesn't. Everything does it. You're drunk and excited to dance. Weddings get you going. I don't need tonight. I know tonight's going to be a good night. I don't need a song that tells me 30,000 times tonight's going to be a good night.
You just need Cool in the Gang. Let's go. Celebration.
Get down on it. Yes. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Oh, man.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Everything plays.
Oh, man.
She's a brick house. Let's go.
Bad Mamma Jamma. All right. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Spring line coming up at 8:30. Get your fake sponsors in to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. This is also, we had a fake sponsor texted in during the commercial break.
I'm trying to confirm this text.
It is leading us down an investigation rabbit hole that is alleging Now, I'm not going to say this is fact. This is alleging. Mm-hmm. It's going to connect to another storyline we're going to get to in the final hour of the show. That Patrick Harris has abandoned the team that he abandoned his team for. So
they broke him in 2 years.
He quit the Cleveland Guardians.
Because they changed their name.
Because they changed their name. And he became a Mariners fan.
Bad team name? Yeah, that's why you quit them? They almost won the World Series in 1697. They've been pretty consistent.
They've been relatively, and they're great this year. They're great this year. Now, this Spring and Line sponsor is alleging that he has now quit the Mariners and gone back to becoming a Cleveland fan.
What place is Cleveland in?
I think they're in first place.
By like a substantial margin. They're having a great year. I text him. I said, is it true you went back to Cleveland in baseball as a fan? He hasn't responded yet.
Okay. They have a 3.5 game lead in the Central.
I need to know if this is accurate because, my God, man. Well, you are a sports slur.
Yes, you
get around.
Yes, you do. He's sleeping around, man.
He is sleeping around.
He's got chlamydia as a sports fan.
Also weird, you broke up with your wife because you got with the young hot flame.
Yeah.
And then you realize she's a little crazy and you just, instead of working on it in a, you know, couples
healthy way and enjoying the win last night that you could have, that somehow they won a game because an outfielder dove for a ball with the bases loaded.
You went back to your ex-wife.
You did, yeah.
The famous ex-wife, no longer the ex-wife.
Yeah, not a good look.
Always a
bad
look.
So we're investigating. I mean, we're not going to rush to conclusions here. We do, we have journalistic integrity.
What was the Tigers right fielder thinking
last night?
Why
were you diving for that ball?
They're the Tigers.
Was it 3-1 was the score, right?
3-1, bases loaded, two out.
Why are you diving? Just keep it in front of
you. So even if you let two runs score, it's still a tie.
Lead. What are you doing?
You guys know anybody that divorced their wife?
What are you doing?
And then got back and they remarried? That's a kind of common thing. It happens.
I don't know if I know anybody that's done that. I think I've known of relationships that have been like on the rocks that have mended, but
sure,
not
I've
gone full through, like all the way, separate, get back together.
I've seen that before. The divorce, separate,
stuff,
get back
man.
Together. And like, not only are we going to be back together, we're going to remarry. okay.
Why don't you just be
stay
a couple?
Together,
just be a thing.
Yeah. We don't need that paper.
We don't need to lose half our things again. Why would we go through that?
This
right?
used to be about land anyway. This isn't even we made this up.
Well, this Patrick Harris investigation leads to a point that has been brought up many a time, and I think validated once again yesterday. Now, our esteemed producer catches flack for this quite often because he abandoned his NFL team. He abandoned, lifelong Cowboy fan.
Yes.
Abandoned the Dallas Cowboys.
I reached my limit.
You had enough of their crap. And then yesterday was another example of probably made the right call. As Jerry Jones is doing an interview, asked about the sense of urgency. We don't need to play it again, but he was asked the sense of urgency to get his deal done with CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, we have the extended cut.
Oh, we won't play. Oh, we
There's
have the full extended.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
we
play
it to Jerry.
Let's There's... play the extended cut.
Okay. There's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CeeDee done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I'm just. I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Pick any reason you want. I was at Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes,
I
will.
Put out there.
He did also go on to say in more of the context here that they have been talking. They are negotiating.
They are talking.
I know.
Come on, man. You haven't been to a conference title game in 30 years?
Yeah.
And that you're just you got embarrassed.
What do they got, like two playoff wins since their Super Bowl?
The Dak Prescott area, he's 2-5 in playoff
And then how many
games.
Did Romo get?
One.
So
one
you
two.
Might have three playoff wins since 96?
They gave up nearly a 50-burger on their home field in the wild card round of the playoffs last year.
To a
as a heavy
team,
favorite.
The youngest offense in football.
They were down like 30-0 in the first half, and you show up to training camp without a deal for your quarterback.
Well, your DN.
Or your DN, or your wide receiver, and you're just pick whatever reason you want. I was at Nobu the other day.
I went to high school. I went to college.
I just, you know.
He openly admitted he cares more about headlines. It's a really.
Yeah.
I, yeah. we give a lot of crap to the Cowboys franchise, and Cowboy fan, I think, hears that and probably rolls the eyes. Gets annoyed. I get it.
Is Joe Fisher going to come yell at us again all year that we're being mean to his Cowboys? Well, are we going to get that every show?
No.
We've always talked about how
play
we're
that cut.
Fans of teams, but we're always going to be critical if they deserve to be critical.
I make fun of my own teams more than anybody. You've heard me on the Blazers for the last calendar year.
Calendar year. Let's go further back than that. I just don't know how you're a Cowboy fan and you're not tired of this.
Exactly.
This is just such an annoyance.
It's not because you have, I mean, you know, players come and go, coaches come and go, but that is the organization revolves around that guy who is a media whore, and that's what he's putting out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just
that's your quote in training camp.
So much you can't take it after you've just been lied to and yeah.
Well, I mean, like, what are our expectations for them?
Snake oil salesman.
Playoff team that's going to lose early again.
I mean, they brought McCarthy back.
They didn't change head coach.
They
didn't make any sort of wholesale changes.
I think it's setting up where if they, you know, do the same thing again, he's totally cleaning house. Like, he's letting all those dudes go.
Well, ESPN Radio, before we came on this morning, they were saying that people, there are circles in the NFL that think he really wants Shador. That maybe that's why the Dak stuff hasn't
settled. He's going to hire Deion and Shador next year.
I don't know if he's going to hire Deion, but
don't put it past him.
Absolutely would.
He absolutely would
story
do that.
If that happens. You talk about attention. Oh, my God.
They will be on a primetime game every single week they're allowed to in the NFL.
Perfect coach for that organization.
Ass kicked by three touchdowns, but they'll be on primetime all the time.
Who does not care about putting the time and effort into win football games and is about clicks and his brand and growing his personal business and selling almonds. That he is perfect for Dallas.
There should be a million swags that exist if that's what happens. They flame out, they don't make the playoffs, they clean house, and they draft Shador, and they hire Deion. If that happens, I don't know how you stay committed to a team.
I don't get it. Swag is people
have
your back today.
The wrong team, I think, personally.
Well,
but
we'll
maybe
see.
Not.
They got Harbaugh now. We'll see
but
how it goes.
The initial process I'm going Chargers an interesting one from a guy who was tired of them his team blowing games.
Yes, the Chargers don't have
a Chargers
good track
look
record.
Like you know, with Harbaugh, they're trying to win.
It's chose him with Staley.
It's a little.
You did.
You
but at least the owner realized, Dean Spanos realized.
He's a quiet Jerry Jones.
That he had Brandon Staley as his head coach, and he hired Jim Harbaugh.
He did.
Cheap bastard. But
Jerry Jones brought Mike McCarthy back.
Yeah, I know.
For another year. We all know he's going to get fired. We all know that's not going to end well. We all know they're going to lose in the playoffs, and yet they have to go through their entire season with clown paint on their face, pretending as if this year is going to be different.
I don't know who Dak's throwing the football to if CD's not open or on the roster.
Have fun, man.
Coasty 541, a shotgun in my mouth sounds better than any of those four musical options.
Whoa.
Run in.
Come on, man. How are you not jamming out to this? Let's go, dude. To a
new I tell you what, I'll do a little research. I've never listened to a Jelly Roll thing in my life.
I'll listen to some Jelly Roll on the way home today.
Can I get my Jelly Roll on? I'm so old that, like, I didn't know who or what Jelly Roll was until I saw a video of him winning an award.
Mm.
And he's like, I'd like to thank everybody. I've come a long way in my life. And I'm like,
how far? I don't know.
What song? Who? I mean, I'm so out of the music game at this point in my life that, like, that's how I find out about artists. I'm like, best new artist of the year. And,
I find out watching The Voice. That's pretty much
that's
how,
it.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, they're going to come on the results. Who's this person?
Snoop on The Voice. How do we feel about
Snoop,
that?
Bublé, Stefani, and Reba.
Boy.
So 25th
Reba's
season.
Got a new show on NBC. I don't get into much like.
You're a Reba guy.
I'm a big Reba guy.
Big Reba
and
guy.
And she's got the gal who was her ex-husband's.
Is on the show?
She's one of the characters on the show with her. So I'm like, she kind of got me a little bit on this preview. Reba's great. I don't know what Gwen Stefani's doing. Never stop. You know, she's like 44 years old.
No.
Is she 50?
She's
my old,
age.
Yeah. I mean, I know what she's
that
doing.
That's just bad timing.
I know what
she's old. She's
we know what. What do you mean we don't know what she's doing? We know exactly what Gwen Stefani's doing.
She's like doing it.
Great
her face doesn't move.
Great work.
She's doing it at an elite
level. She can
level.
No longer show emotions. That's what she's doing.
Man.
There you go.
Good for Blake Shelton.
Good for Blake Shelton.
I did see a funny tweet the other day, speaking of Snoop Dogg, because he's been all over the Olympics coverage.
And married to a GILF.
Reports that he's making like $500K a day. And somebody had a funny tweet that was basically like, my mom made a comment to me about how much she's enjoying Snoop Dogg on the Olympics coverage. And I responded, you grounded me for buying a Snoop Dogg CD when I was in middle school.
Accurate. I had a buddy that got the Doggy Style album for his birthday. We bought it for him. He opened it. It had, you know, the two dogs in the doghouse, and we all loved that as children, and his mom took it away from him. Like, literally snatched it. You will not listen to this filth.
30 years later,
guess
this guy's so delightful talking about badminton on my television.
Still found ways to listen.
Yes, we did. I used to rip the parental advisory stickers off of the thing in the mall when I would buy them.
Really?
Yeah.
I got punked at a Circuit City senior high school. Jay-Z's Black album came out. We went to Circuit City at lunch. That's how old I am. Circuit City was a store. And we went to go buy it. We were three of us. Two of them bought it. I went to check out. And the guy at the counter punked me in front of a girl I liked.
Ooh.
Said, you're not old enough to buy the parental advisory one. I bought the edited Black album, and I got just absolutely made fun of at high school.
Skips in the
It was
pauses
such a bad skip.
Oh, not good, man.
So many N-words. So many F-bombs.
A lot of them.
Skipping, skipping, skipping.
Half the song is just dead air, man.
Oh, man. It
Can't even hear
it.
Well, good for Cowboy fans, including Swigart, who have quit on their team because you should. We'll wait on the full investigation to come back on Patrick Harris for quitting on the team that he quit on his team for.
Him not responding is a pretty
damning evidence.
He usually responds by now.
It's early, but damning evidence. We'll let you know in the last 42 minutes of the show if we hear back from him. Let's get to a preseason week one primer, a game that I'm jacked out of my gourd for today. Sprague's got the best game of the weekend. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
On 1080 The Fan.
Before I get to my long-awaited award-winning preseason week one preview of the NFL, which continues tonight, three different games, we'll highlight it. Let's ask the fun question, what will you watch more of as two different things are competing for your eyeballs on the same day of the calendar?
Okay.
Will you watch more of Spurs at Knicks?
That's the 9 a.m. Christmas Day game, I believe.
Timberwolves at Mavericks. 76ers at Celtics. Lakers at Warriors. Nuggets at Suns. Combined. Or Chiefs at Steelers. Ravens at Texans. That is your competing Christmas Day sporting events. Now, remember, the Christmas Day games for the NBA will be on ABC, like, you know, the national platforms. The NFL games will be Netflix games this year. These are the two Netflix games
right.
we get.
Netflix.
Christmas Day Netflix games.
Yeah, look, it's a lie to say I won't be watching with all of my, like, you know, intent of just what I'm focused on. Chiefs and, or a Raven, excuse me, and Texans is getting
second to last
100%
week
of my attention.
Of the season.
The morning is interesting. So the 9 a.m. game is almost always, you wake up West Coast time, Knicks.
Knicks.
It's the first game on Christmas Day. It's a tradition in my house. It's on in the background. We're doing presents. We're doing breakfast.
Wemby at MSG.
I will have Chiefs Steelers on because I'm an absolute football sicko.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the iPad, and I will argue with people. Wemby at the Garden
that's
on Christmas Day.
More than Mahomes at the ketchup bottle. That's no longer the ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steelers are what, 9-8 this year?
Don't sleep on Justin Fields.
Or Russell Wilson.
Or maybe
back to Justin Fields.
Or back. Or both.
Or maybe, you know. Mason Rudolph, depending on injuries.
Could be. You never know.
I can't wait for the 9-8 tilt, and I'm sure Kansas City will struggle most of that game and get a win out of their ass, and or we'll talk about how the Steelers beat them on a last-second field goal because, you know, things happen in football.
Remember them getting boat raced by the Raiders at home on Christmas Day last year?
The scoop and score and then the fumble immediately after.
What is happening?
That happens. I get it. Wemby in the Garden. That will get a little more of my attention than the first NFL game. The second NFL game blows any of those basketball games out of the water. They'll be on my iPad.
Okay.
I kind of depends on where the Steelers are at. Their season really could teeter-totter one way or the other, depending on what goes on at quarterback and all that sort of stuff. If the Steelers are somewhat relevant, then that'll probably get there. But, yeah, Wemby in the Garden against the Knicks.
Is Tomlin never not relevant? Like that,
he's been above 500 every year.
Is a playoff team relevant to you?
Like 15 years.
That's Pittsburgh.
They sucked last year and they made the playoffs.
Yeah, hovering around 500 to get the last wild card spot.
That's the Tomlin special.
That's them. That's exactly who they'll be.
But are you truly relevant? Did anybody think they were relevant going into the playoffs?
When was the last time you would say Pittsburgh was relevant? I think you'd say 2016.
Probably.
Yeah. I would say, what year did they lose to Jacksonville in the wild card round or a divisional round of the playoffs at home? That team was loaded, and that team
the year that they were looking at the Patriots and not thinking about the Jaguars,
that team
and were like,
was,
"Yo, this is problematic."
That was Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Roethlisberger was still very good. They were arguably the best team in the NFL, and they were coming off of an AFC Championship appearance the year before when we were in Vegas. I don't remember that was 2017, 20 somewhere in there.
Look at it, but yeah, somewhere around that ballpark.
And I remember them. That was such a shocker when they. I don't even think they got kind of blown out. They got kind of manhandled in that game in the division.
You thought
around.
That was a show? I thought on the show we did a pretty good job of. That was 2017. I remember their quotes, and
it
I'm
was
like,
Blake Bortles. I know.
Why are you not even thinking about your current opponent and thinking about the Patriots?
It was Blake Bortles. That's why
they held a 10-point lead.
Blake Bortles.
By the way, confirmed.
Blake Bortles.
He did jump back.
He did jump back.
I text his co-host because he won't respond to me. Yeah. And yes, indeed, he did announce he's going back to being a Cleveland fan.
I got issues with that, man. I can't take that seriously.
That with his first pitch, he's not right.
Bad combo.
A good one right now, old P.
Come
Harris.
Come on, P. Harris. Week one of the preseason continues tonight. You got the best game of the weekend. I'll let you touch on that in a moment.
Sure.
I am very, very excited tonight. Speak of the devil. Synergy in this segment's perfect. Very excited to watch the Steelers tonight. I'm a Justin Fields guy. I'm rooting for Justin Fields. He's playing tonight.
That's what you're most excited for?
I can't wait to watch him play tonight. I'm very excited to see how he looks. New offense, running around, making plays.
Wow.
Excited to watch Justin Fields at 4 o'clock on the NFL Network.
I'm actually a little worried for a player on Miami because I think Michael Penix plays. So I hope Javon Holland's not out there because it's not going well for the Ducks against Huskies right now. It's going to be problematic for Holland. Watch out.
It's like, where are you going with this right now?
You're
you
not,
started that. I'm
not
like, where
playing
is this going?
Not the most exciting thing. This,
where are
tonight,
you going
huh?
with this? No, I mean, I'm excited to watch Penix, but I don't think they're on TV, are they?
Don't have
not live.
NFL Plus.
I don't have NFL Plus. That's
I
why.
I don't have NFL Plus.
It's not live. The
It'll
only game that's
replayed.
On my TV is the Texans and Steelers game.
NFL Network for all the games.
Yeah, I'll watch it tonight. Later tonight.
They'll get replayed, so it'll be
I'll see the
either late
of
tonight
it.
Or tomorrow morning.
What happens in Atlanta if Penix goes out and. Look, he could be bad, but what if he throws two tutties?
I mean, they're going to have irrational overreactions. That's what we do in preseason football. Man. Just like New England is saying Joe Milton is the starting quarterback right now. That's how this
You're
works.
You're really excited about Justin Fields
I'm a Justin
in the
Fields
preseason?
Guy. I'm a Justin Fields guy.
You and Colin Cowherd just cannot abandon quarterbacks when you jump on those islands.
Hey, wait till he leads them to the playoffs this year.
He probably will.
And he wins that game on Christmas Day.
He should be starting.
You won't
for
be
him.
Watching. You'll be watching the Knicks. I'll be watching
Wemby.
Justin Fields lead them to the playoffs.
Dude, Wemby in
Christmas
the Garden.
Christmas Day with a dominant win over the Chiefs. No, the best game of the weekend is probably Bears and Bills.
It's
we
not even close.
First look at Caleb Williams. And we also know that Josh Allen is going to play, what, the entire first quarter, I believe?
They made it sound like he'll play most of the first quarter.
Hell yeah, brother.
So you giving me Josh Allen versus Caleb Williams and Rome Adunze. And
that game is on television tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the NFL Network.
You know what sucks is I think at the same time, an hour before, Commanders Jets. So you get Jaden Daniels not on television an hour before Caleb.
You get the highlights.
And so we're going to have the replay on that game.
Well, we got some gambling to do. We'll see if we want to center it around the Olympics and some of these gold medal games that are coming up or week one of the NFL preseason. Keep your fake sponsors rolling into the Vancouver Ford text line. That is 503-864-6326. We'll do some gambling, read the fake sponsors. We'll do it next.
Spraying the line.
See what we got here today. Just locking in my parlay as we open the segment.
By the way, somebody tweeted and responded to the USA one, said, it's not weird to root against USA. They're not the underdog. And if there's not someone from your team, then why would you care? That's definitely weird.
That's a little weird.
What are we doing?
Spring Line brought to you by the Couches of Ohio. Like a Sprague pick, they're getting pounded.
Oh, no. No, don't.
Don't. Spring Line brought to you by Odyssey. We will never send you a bill because there's no way we could actually charge you for Sprague's gambling advice.
It's day 89. We're working on day 90. I have no comment.
You send $1.99, we'll give you the bets to beat the books. Spring and Lie brought to you by...
I think the under on the Brave game was the advice yesterday at the end of the show. And
did it,
it
hit?
Was 16-7.
Oh, whoa, that's a lot of runs.
Yeah, Braves.
Did you guys lose again?
Oh, yeah.
16-7?
We,
Ouch. Giants are above 500. You're nervous? Uh-oh.
We're four games above you guys, I checked.
I think it's more. I think it's less than that now, isn't it?
You're 50...
59 and 58. We almost have the same record as the Mariners.
We're 3.5, 2.5.
I'm checking it right now.
We're 60 and 54.
Padres are 2.5 behind the Dodgers.
Ruh-ro, the Giants are 2.5 games back of your Braves.
2.5. We are the GIF of the dog drinking coffee saying this is fine
this is
and
fine.
The whole house is on fire.
This is fine.
That's Snitker in the kitchen.
Spring Line brought to you by front-running unloyal fans. Imagine being P. Harris and abandoning the M's because they're not good and going back to the Guardians when they're up. Disgusting, just like a Sprague pick.
Yeah, there's a whole other...
Dude, I just...
Be that... whoever you want as a fan, but that's a little unusual.
Here's my beef.
Okay.
I don't mind people... If it's not a city that you're from, I don't mind... I don't mind wanting to sleep around.
Sure.
Like, things get stale. I want to go.
If Portland gets a football team, I will always have a soft spot in my heart for the Niners. I will be
in
Portland.
I said this with baseball. We get an MLB team. Like, that's eventually, I'm in Portland. Like, I'm going to become. Like, that's okay to sleep around.
Yeah.
It's immediately jumping into bed and marrying a new team. And then divorcing them less than a year later.
Yeah, it's very
That's odd. The issue. If you just want to say, like, hey, I need a break. I don't like the Guardians name. I need a breather here.
see how it goes, and then you realize they're still your true love and you want to go back, not going to judge. It's jumping immediately into a new fandom and then abandoning that fandom. I can't take it seriously.
How do you explain it to your kids? I'm back with mom.
Yes.
What?
What? Huh?
Thought you divorced.
You change out all the pictures on the wall, you got your Guardian stuff up, and then it's Mariner stuff, now it's Guardians again. Snip, snap, snip, snap. Spring and Lime brought to you by America, where barely winning a basketball game in which you're favored by 16 makes you feel like you just took down one of the worst terrorists of all time.
Damn right, baby.
USA! USA!
Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt making love to his wife, hours of hype followed by 10 seconds of action, immediate disappointment, and hours of crying, just like a Sprague pick. I mean, hours of hype is just, no, there's not hours of hype for this.
Can I tell you something?
What do you got?
Nobody wants to make love for an hour.
Ow, that's so long. Awful. I'd start cramping after 20 minutes.
Smells weird.
Dude.
Without getting paid.
Even them, they look miserable. Just miserable.
Spring Line brought to you by a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Still a better bet than a Sprague pick. I lost again. Shocking news last week. I have not won a bet in months, and I desperately need a win.
Oh, we had a Hall of Fame game over.
I have won a couple of individual bets. I have not won a...
Ken Barkley's given us two in a row.
Yes, he has.
The double-digit favorite by the Patriots, and then the first half over of Houston and Chicago in the Hall of Fame game.
I'm just going to get my losing parlay out of the way first. I asked the question during the break, why are the Ravens underdogs tonight? To which Sprague laughed at me for that, rightfully so.
I just thought it was, do you know who's playing?
No.
Okay, so why are you shocked?
I feel like the Ravens have this thing where they win all these, don't they have a crazy, maybe it snapped last year, but didn't they win like 20 straight preseason games?
Yeah, they had
games?
Won like, it was around 20. I don't know if they took a loss last year or not. But
it might have come to an end. So here is my Friday parlay of the day. It is a plus 629 odds.
It ended last year.
Yeah. Last year, okay.
Yeah, they lost to the Commies.
Okay.
It was a 24-game preseason winning streak.
See, that's crazy. Now we start a new one tonight.
Okay.
I am on Ravens money line at home against the Eagles. You don't go into Baltimore and win in the preseason. It doesn't happen. I'm taking the Ravens at home tonight, money line.
Who are the starting quarterbacks?
Exactly. In the other game tonight that I am excited to watch, I'm going to take the first half over of 19.5 between Texans and Steelers.
Okay. Is there
Texans have already played a preseason game, and they put up a decent amount of points in their first game.
Okay.
Davis Mills, their backups, are all relatively competent, and Justin Fields is going to run all over them. Give me the over of 19.5, first half line, Texans and Steelers, and then just sliding on in there, the White Sox for the worst organization in all of baseball, Cubs money line. So you got over first half 19.5, the Baltimore Ravens money line and Cubs money line plus 629. Beat the books.
So I have a rule in preseason football.
What's your rule?
You never watch all of it. You never pay attention to most of it, but you take the dogs because nobody knows who the hell's playing or who's going to win. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to ride the dog train. We're barking hard. Pittsburgh, plus 2.5. Dolphins, plus 2.5. Ravens,
Ka-ka!
Plus 1.
Ka-ka!
Jets, plus 3.
Whoa.
Bears,
whoa.
Plus 2.5.
Whoa.
Beat the books.
What are the odds on this parlay? You take them all in there.
I went by Vegas Insider. I actually didn't put it on my DraftKings because I don't.
I'm not make that bad. Make that bad dollar. Make a dollar bad.
I tell you what. I'll let Swag go, and I will see what that will actually be on.
You're all dog parlay.
I got an Olympic hoops double. The USA women today. They've just started with Australia, but after they're gonna crush them.
What's the line
after,
in that game today?
I think it started at 16. It's probably up to 20 right now, and then I will take the U.S. to cover against France in the gold medal game. I think they come out.
Do we know the line of that?
Let me look.
I think they're also, I'm going to jump on this. Wimby had a bad game. But
they are 16-point favorites. I think they run France out of their own building.
I think they survived their scare.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we're not doing this again. Now, credit to France for beating Germany. I was wrong on that. They also didn't play that well.
I think they're also going to be like all stoked up when everybody starts booing Embiid.
Yeah.
And like LeBron will find that fake chip on his shoulder that he does. And it's go time.
If you took my parlay.
Your all dog parlay.
Boy,
One, two, it's three, a good payout. Four, five, six teams. I'm taking a 6-team parlay.
Yeah, that's just going to hit.
$1 wins you 25.
Oh, that's it? That's all?
Plus 24.62.
I thought it would have been a little bit stronger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, $1 to win 25.
Kind of disappointed
in whatever.
This.
Yeah, put a dollar on it. You know, throw
I don't think it's worth it.
All right. Well, I already locked mine in. There you go.
Beat the books.
Don't beat my books.
I
haven't beaten any books in a while, unless I'm getting help on my picks, so I could use it, because I got to build up that account. We got a couple of weeks till NFL season starts, man. My numbers are dwindling in DraftKings right now. I got to build that portfolio up before we get fully on board with Sprague and the Line. There you go. Every single Friday at 8:30. Let's wrap it up. We got some poll questions we need to answer. We'll send you off on your weekend next on The Fan. There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Nice little baseball weekend we got going for ourselves. The Mets are up in Seattle, taking on the M's.
The M's, for the first time in, I believe, 20 years, will be on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
It's been 20 years?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I wouldn't have guessed it was that long, but I guess, you know, think about some down years there.
Sunday Night Baseball. Now, they've been on random, you know, a Monday night or Wednesday night random game.
Sunday,
but Sunday Night game. Baseball.
Yeah. They're the showcase game.
Yeah.
Wow. Been 20 years.
It's a big series to have at Old Safeco.
It is. I'm rooting for the M's this weekend. I need some help. Mets are in the wild card race. I need them out of the way. Let's go, M's.
Same here. I also found yesterday incredibly Mariner. Should have gotten swept by the Tigers, and somehow they won that game.
Because the right fielder dove for a ball when he didn't need to dive for a ball. Any update on Justin Turner? Did he break his hand and he get hit by a pitch after hitting a dinger in his first at bat? Everybody was all jacked, then he got hurt right away.
I thought I saw Service say
he's gonna be okay.
Should return soon. I saw Julio running bases pregame yesterday.
Okay, the Pirates are in L.A. taking on the Dodgers, who are sinking like a stone. Their divisional
pitching?
Let's see.
Skeens in L.A.?
The Skeens are... Let me pull it up. He's not tonight. I know he's not playing tonight.
Let me see what the weekend schedule is here.
The Skeener is pitching on Saturday. He's pitching tomorrow night.
There we go.
6:10.
That's some pretty good must-watch TV if you're a Doyer fan or a Skeens
fan. In L.A.,
fan.
Taking on
How
that lineup.
Fox not picking that up? They have White Sox, Cubs, and Rays, Orioles.
Those are two disgusting games.
Why are the White Sox going anywhere near a nationally televised
game
right now?
It's Chicago versus Chicago,
yeah,
Dirk.
The rivalry that we just all love and have to watch, Cubs and White Sox.
You'd love, whenever I do the gambling show I'm on, and there's a person in Chicago producing, a person in New York producing, my co-host in Boston, so it's like seeing the different sports fandoms exist in our world. Last week in Sunday Night Baseball was Cardinals-Cubs.
And I watched a little bit of that game.
See, during the break, I'm like, this is disgusting. Why was this my Sunday night option? And the guy that produces is in Chicago, and he goes, it's one of the biggest rivalries in baseball, Cubs Cards. And I went, it's two mid-teams that nobody cares about. And he goes, no, that's not true. And then I did it as a segment.
First time Mariners.
Cares. Nobody cares.
First time the Mariners have hosted a Sunday night game since 2004.
Oh, so they've been on Sunday night.
They might have been on somewhere
in New York.
But the first time
Boston.
Sunday night baseball has done a game from wild. Seattle since 2004.
It just took the polar bear.
That is wild, man. Absolutely wild. So that's a big series. I mentioned Pirates and Dodgers. You got Astros and Red Sox going at it. Astros and Red Sox. Decent little playoff implication series.
Cheaters unite.
Your Braves get a reprieve going against the Rockies this
week. Don't. Have you watched who my team? My team just lost a series at home to the Marlins.
It's the Rockies, man.
Are the Marlins?
I think the Brewers scored like 400 runs in
their series.
Yeah,
they did. I think they averaged 7 runs a game. And we are just absolutely crumbling.
At least you're getting the disappointment out of the way before the playoffs start.
We probably won't make the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to get it out of the way. You don't have to deal with the heartbreak in October.
Complete focus on football.
That's
in
right. You're not distracted. You're not ranting and raving about playoffs.
You're
and all
not
that.
Wrong. There is
Start
a little bit of distraction.
Gearing up for Blazers preseason action.
That's right.
See, this is where you're wrong. You're
Jack
a Giants.
Ramsey's talk about getting jacked.
You're a Giants fan. Your Giants might make the last wild card.
They could.
You actually
back.
Will not have around. An emotional care at all because you know they're likely to not win the NL.
Yeah, with this pitching staff, Blake Snell's hot. They're getting hot right time.
Logan
Conforto
Webb.
Just had a really good series.
Oh, look at you back on the Conforto
Hell yeah,
train.
Ramos, all-star.
Could the NL West grab all three wild card spots?
They could.
They very well could.
59 and 58. We got the Tigers this weekend.
If your team sneaks
just
in.
Just hit it to right field.
You don't have an expectation to win, and so it doesn't really matter for you emotionally.
That's because we got three of these. You know, get three of these. So
get you three of these in this era.
Phillies and Diamondbacks are also playing
My
this
team
weekend.
Should have three of these in this era.
They should, but they
you know, there's a
spent $8 billion on payroll than the last decade.
My daughter's lifespan has not seen the Giants win.
That's cool. Guess who has? Me.
Guess who's going to hear about it? Teddy.
That's right. Yeah. You're damn right he is. Gold medal game tomorrow. 10 a.m., noon, 11 a.m.? What time are we working with?
Noon
tomorrow.
Kobe Bryant day, 8-10-24. His two NBA numbers and his Olympic number.
Okay, noon tomorrow.
It says 12:30 here on DraftKings.
Well, I call it noon for pregame coverage. Okay. Be safe.
Got to be there for the pregame.
Yeah, I need that Dwayne Wade breakdown.
What Dwayne Wade thinks about
Swag
the game.
Hates Dwayne Wade.
Why are you an anti-Dwayne Wade? He paints his nails. You're not a nail painter?
I don't care about that. I want my color analyst to give me some true analysis of what's going on. I need some more X's and O's from Dwayne Wade.
Don't think he's doing it.
I need some more
onions.
No, I don't need onions.
I love onions.
I need some more. Hey, I would try this different rotation. You know,
who do you want? Because you're describing something that kind of doesn't really exist.
How do we feel about Eagle?
Like, who really is an X's
Eagle's
and O's
fine.
Color analyst who's always doing that? Reddick tried it and he got absolutely canned by
it. He wasn't entertaining.
Well, and that's
enough.
That's why Dwayne Wade's there, and I'm disappointed.
So who do you want? Who gives this to
Does
you?
Jay Billis do this?
Billis is good. I love Doug Collins back in the day. I don't know what he's doing.
So
but
you went 1998.
What's PJ Carlissimo up to right now?
He's doing radio. He does a lot of ESPN radio.
What about Hubie? Hubie's still kicking.
I love
he's
Hubie.
Still calling games.
Hubie tells me what's going
he's
on.
Drag his ass out to France. Games. Come on, Hubie. What are you doing?
I think you're asking for something that doesn't exist.
Maybe. But he doesn't give me anything.
I mean, he gives you something.
Gold medal game tomorrow at noon. Excited.
Please just destroy France in front of the French.
Oh,
it'd be good.
It's going to be a fun spectacle, that's for sure.
Wemby needs to go off that floor in just absolute tears.
Be fun. That'll do it for us, folks. By the way, I forgot to do it. What? Next week, your Dirty Pole teams.
Who
we got quickly?
Next week, you got Monday, Tennessee, number 20. Tuesday, number 19, Clemson. Wednesday, number 18, Kansas State. Thursday, which none of us are going to be here, so we'll figure that out. Number 17, Miami.
Might have to pause that.
And then Friday is number 16, Arizona. So that's your dirty poll, too. I'll be here probably Friday. Tennessee, Clemson, Kansas State, Miami, Arizona. That is your dirty poll for next week. There you go. That will do it for us. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Make sure you like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Have a great, wonderful weekend, everybody. Enjoy all the sports. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.